Money is an integral part of our lives, and learning about it empowers you to make the most of it. And Brigid Money, Joseph Dinwoke, shares money sense that could help you make, manage, and multiply money. Welcome to today's episode.
Today I want to share with you what I titled Running Your Business to Growth. What I want to achieve with this is that I want to help you know one or two things you should do now that you're a small business owner or you're just starting your business so your business will be on the path of growth. You say, who the hell are you to be telling me about business growth? Are you Dangote? I'm not Dangote. If you're looking for a Dangote to teach you, then you can as well just stop listening to this podcast. But if you want to listen to someone who started his own business by just offering his skill and a freelancer, so having a structured and registered business that offers service in a fairly organized fashion, who is currently growing his business bit by bit and experiencing growth in different forms, then please, I want to share with you one or two things that I've learned in the process that could also help you. Again, I'm not Dangote that hard, I'm not a billionaire and I will teach you. So if you want a billionaire to teach you, don't bother listening to this. But if you want just to learn one or two things that has helped me or I've learned trying to build my own business or structuring my business to growth, then please pay attention, because in the next few minutes, I'm going to hand over to you vital insights that could help you grow your business or set your business up for real growth. Business growth doesn't just happen. There could be one or two instances where accidents happen and the business which is run haphazardly just succeed in growing. But the problem with some of those kind of growth is that they are not lasting. They can't last. Yes, they can't last. Why I say they can't last is that there's no structure to support even the accident that happened. I'll give you an instance. Let's assume that you are selling salt and suddenly there's sudden scarcity of salt and you have salt stored in your store. You know you can increase your price obeying the law and of demand and supply law. Like, so you have explosive growth or explosive sales which result to plenty money. It's not your making. Yes, there's no way you run your business that made you like that. It's just an accident that happened. So you can't say you're now a good business person because you accidentally made massive sales. No, you can't. But real business growth is that you settle down and understand that, okay, these are things we have to do. These are lifestyle we have to cultivate. These are habits we have to form. These are things our staff will have to do. That way, when we do it over time, when we look back, we can say, yes, we have been able to grow because we are able to do this and do that. Please, I'm not taking away the fact that God is one who actually causes people to grow. My strong belief is that there's not a man has on this earth that is not given to him by God. But the way God works is that God works with structures and systems. That is why he puts some systems in your body. He put up structures in your body. I mean, he has a system that makes sure that when you eat food, the food get digested. After the digestion, he puts respiratory system to make sure that when the food is digested, glucose is generated in your system. I mean, he has a excretory system to make sure that the waste you ate get removed. So God works with systems, and he demonstrated that system in human beings. He put up that system for a reason, to make sure that a human being is a functional structure. Now, if your business has to grow, then you should have a structure to guarantee growth. You have a structure and system that guarantee growth. That is how it works. Just for clarity, when I talk about structure in this sense, I'm talking about maybe having an office, having departments and all of those. But system is that when we have to deliver a particular service, when we have to resolve a problem for a client, when we want to acquire a customer, what we do, we follow this and follow that. To be able to acquire customer, manage customer crisis, remove certain kind of customers, you know, that is what you do with a system. So when you want your business to grow, you don't just wait for it to happen, you set it up to succeed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You set it up to succeed. What I mean by setting up to succeed is this. There are systems, there are lifestyles that actually guarantee business growth. Yes, there are. There are certain habits you have, your business will grow. I will give you some instances as I move go on. Let me just say this so that I can go on to the next point I want to make. So there are certain kinds of things you start doing, your business will be structured to fail. I will give you an instance. If every time a customer comes to you, you don't satisfy them, you treat them rashly, you don't attend to their needs, yes, they may have some irrational demand, but if you don't manage your relationship with them very well, they go out and spread the bad news about you. They don't come back. Imagine if every customer that comes don't come back. You know what you're going to suffer? You're going to suffer a real problem. But if a customer that comes, come back again, and even bring his friend, that's how your business grows. For every customer that is referred to you by a satisfied customer, you have saved money you would have spent on advertising and publicity. So that is how to structure your business for growth. You structure your business to grow by lifestyle. And the same way, when you treat customers badly, they ask you to sew clothes for them. You said you collect it on Easter Monday. After Easter Monday, they collect it 3 or 2 months after Easter Monday. My sister, you are going to fail in your business. this boy, are you a prophet of doom? No, I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm just informing you that this is a structure, these are systems in life. Jesus Christ said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, taken together and running over. When you give people satisfaction, when you satisfy your customer, they shall give to you money, and beside money they also give you customer, they will refer other people to you. And he said, the one that has not little, even the one, and is not using, even the one he has will be taken away from him. So when you have a sewing machine, a sewing shop, and you can't satisfy customer, even the one you have will be taken off from you. That's what Jesus Christ said. So when you want your business to grow, you don't just wait for it to happen. You actually cultivate lifestyle. You cultivate system to make it grow. Another point I want you to understand before I get into that is this. You don't become big to put structures. You put structures so you can grow your business. That's how it works. I mean, you can't be running things haphazardly and expect your business to grow. So what I'm just reminding, saying this thing to help you understand that the matter of setting up structure for your business growth is a sine qua non for growth. It's something you can't avoid. It's not negotiable. It's a matter of necessity. And in fact, the earlier you do it, the better for you. So you have to set business structures and systems that will help your business grow. It's not when you grow in answer to system. I mean, I was talking with a businessman. He said that he's just starting his business. That why am I demanding so much from him? Let me not give you all the details about it because he may just listen to the podcast and say I'm using him to talk. Now, what I'm just saying that I needed him to do something, do other things and do other things. I needed him to set up his business for growth and for success. He now telling me that he's just starting now, that it's a small business and all of that. I say, I understand it's a small business, but please, you should have a system to make this small business grow. The lifestyle you should cultivate for business growth is that you set up system for customer acquisition. That way you have constant flow of customers. You set up a business for satisfying customer, managing their differences. It's one of those things I had to learn the hard way. Another thing you also do is that you find a way of maintaining relationship with existing customers. That way they can send in more customers to you. Another thing you do is that you find a way of forging even relationship and partnership with other businesses and customers. That way you can even bring in more customers and taste, and I mean they can send you customers, that can send customers across to you. These are strategic partnerships you can enter into, and that way your business can grow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Find a way of retaining the money you have already in your business. When you have money, invest it to expand on marketing. I mean, if you are currently satisfying the customers you have, then you know that you need to get more. And when you get more, your marketing now bringing in more customers and you need more, then you hire more staff. Don't go and hire people because you want to set up an office and be answering or guy or boss. You know, those are very stupid things we do a lot of times. Please, you don't need staff. You don't need to hire staff you don't have need for. As a matter of fact, the only basis why you should hire a staff is not because you want to, but because you have a need for that staff that your existing staff or yourself, let's assume you're the only staff, can't satisfy. Nobody should be your staff. I mean, you should just mind your business and run it on your own. So lifestyle for growth is apart from setting up those. So when as customers continue to come, find the way of satisfying them. If the current staff you have can't satisfy your current flow of customers or customer base, then you get more staff to satisfy them. And please, there are poison lifestyle that poison business growth. You go and hire your relation because you want to make the person happy or because you don't have work. What kind of rubbish is that? Please just stop this. If your relation is in need, like he's hungry, dash him money. Help him as much as you can, but don't give him job. But no, we can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that, except he can do the work. People hire relations, people who are connected to them based on tribe, religion, ethnic, you know, all kinds of things. And because of that, they run their business to ground. For if you're my brother and you can't do the work I need, please just go and develop your capacity. I can help you, give you money to go and learn, but to hire you to do work you don't have capacity to do in my business, no, it's not going to happen. So the point I've made in this whole series is that your business is supposed to be structured for growth, no matter how small it is. And your eyes should be fixed on growing that business to become powerful. And the things you do to ensure that please, every customer God sends to you, satisfy him. God will bless you because he said that he that proved faithful in one customer, he will give him even 10 more. The customers you send and you satisfy by giving them good service, they will give you customers, good measure, shaking together and running over. I don't want to go over this, I say, but the key thing is that I want you to understand that you have to set up a system. You have to set up systems, actually, structures, to ensure that your business grows. System that will help you acquire customer, satisfy the customer, retain the customer, turn the customer into your ambassador. System that will help you acquire new staff, train the staff, make the staff loyal and committed to your business. Those are systems you have to set up. Systems that matter in your business. Systems that help you manage your resources, manage your money, and help you plow them back or share the profit properly. These are systems. These are core areas of your business. These are systems you have to set up. Of course, if you have need me to help you set up a system for business, then we have to talk about it. But just understand that systems are things like the step you have to take from here to here to get to help you achieve certain results. It's just like a plan. Yes, that's it. So think about your business. If you want me to think with you, just let it get in touch and we can roll about it. You understand the point I mean? Again, the point is that if you want to run your business for growth, you have to adopt lifestyles and habits that can actually guarantee that growth. You don't wait until your business grow before you put up structures and systems to make it grow. You put up the structures and systems to make the business grow even before you get a chance to grow it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brogid Money. For more episodes, visit brogid.com/money. For quick tips we share on money matter every Thursday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending BM to 0810-550-4664.